government must use its power to stop discrimination, as employers and services think they're unlikely to be held to account. That's according to Basingstoke MP Maria Miller, who also is the chair of the Women and Equalities Commission. Now, in a report published today, the committee said that employers are not afraid to discriminate against staff. It also added that existing laws do not protect women in the workplace, and it feels that the burden of proof when it comes to discrimination cases should shift from the alleged victims to the employers. Let's chat about this now with Mark Lafferty, who's a solicitor for DPH Legal in Reading. And let me ask you first of all then, Mark, what do you think of Maria Miller's comments?
I think any efforts to improve the structure of discrimination law as it stands are to be welcomed. Any efforts to build a fairer and more equal society, obviously, are to be welcomed. There are, I believe, inherent problems in the current system, which this report certainly identifies, and primarily its problems around enforcement, which it seems to touch on. Specifically, the idea that if you have a model of individual enforcement, it's not going to be very effective when tackling structural issues of discrimination.
And, you know, why is it that people don't often realise when we talk about this that they, you know, that they're starting a discrimination case? It can often be perceived as something else.
In what respect?
Well, they feel that this has happened to them. They might not identify it, you know, in the employment world as discrimination, so it doesn't get picked up in that way. And so that can often cause them problems.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair comment, and it's something we see day to day when acting for individuals. Often with discrimination claims, there's no smoking gun, as it were, and it may only be on further inquiry, when you look into the facts and the evidence available, that there's something not right, and it would appear that the thing that's not right is the reason or the motive behind the treatment that somebody suffered. But often it takes professional legal advice for people to really get to the bottom of these things. I speak to quite a few people about their potential claims, and delving into the facts a little bit more, we often pick up on things which an individual might not pick up on because they're obviously not well versed in discrimination law.
Is that idea, the legal terminology that you use, as you know, burden of proof, that has real impact, doesn't it, on cases?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, having taken a brief look at the report, what the focus is on, rather than shifting the burden of proof from the victim to the perpetrator per se, it's talking about shifting of enforcement responsibilities, so to call upon the Equalities and Human Rights Commission to take a bigger role in respect to enforcement of the Equality Act 2010. But the burden of proof, it's already at the moment, if you bring a claim, if you bring a discrimination claim or any sort of claim really, it's going to be down to you as the person who's making the allegation to prove what's happened. So the burden of proof lies with you, although it can shift if you can show on the face of it that there is discriminatory treatment. In the absence of any other explanation, the burden of proof can potentially shift over to the employer anyway to show it wasn't the motivation here wasn't discriminatory.
Well, Mark, thank you very much. Mark Lafferty, solicitor at DPH Legal.